Once upon a time, a poor peasant lived in a small run-down hut in a faraway village with his wife and children. His youngest was a daughter named Ra. Ra was as beautiful as she was wise. She would take the farmer's lone mule to the forest to graze by dawn and sing all day to the birds and flowers. She would return only at sundown. One evening, just as she had returned and had helped her mother cook the soup, there was a knock at the farmer's door.
I'll get it.
The peasant opened the door to see a bear standing before him.
Please, do not be afraid, sir. I won't hurt you.
Who is it, dear?
Nothing. What do you want?
I live in a castle beyond the three mountains. I get lonely there. I have heard your daughter sing in the forest. She truly has the voice of an angel. If she would sing to me every day, only for the next 1 year, I would pay her so handsomely that you will never know poverty again, and she would have everything she desires.
How can I send my daughter with a bear?
As you can see, I am not a regular bear. I will make sure she is well taken care of and is happy.
I must ask her first. Wait here a second.
So the peasant went back in and spoke to his family.
Our daughter will not go with a bear.
But mother, he says he will pay us handsomely. We need the money. We need a couple of new mules. The roof needs repairing, new shoes and clothes for everyone.
But you will stay away from us, Ra.
It is only for a year, mother.
Plus, don't you remember the prophecy?
This can't be it.
You never know.
Mother? Father? What prophecy?
Just something a soothsayer said would happen when you turned 18. And you turned 18 just last week.
Well, what is it?
That when you turned 18, you would undertake a journey that would make you a queen.
What?
No, whatever it is, I can't let my daughter go with a bear.
Look, had this bear been dangerous, he would have attacked us.
Father is right. I think I must go.
So Ra decided to go with the bear. The bear asked her to sit on his back and hold his coat as he sped off across the three mountains to his majestic palace.
Here, this will be your home for the next 1 year, my lady. And if you need anything at all, just ring the silver bell and your wish shall be fulfilled. But please, do not step out into the garden after sunset.
Thank you, Mr. Bear.
You must be hungry. Would you like some hot stew?
I should like that very much.
Ra ate to her heart's content and then wished to rest, for she was very tired. Ra rung the silver bell and immediately there appeared the softest bed there ever could have been, with silken cushions in white and gold. Every day Ra would sing to the bear in the morning and they would sit and talk throughout the day. But the bear would vanish just before sunset and never tell her where he was going. One night, Ra could not sleep, so she went out for a walk into the palace when she heard the most beautiful music there ever could have been. Somewhere out in the garden by the fragrant fountain, someone was playing the violin. She could not see who it was. She wanted to step out, but she remembered that the bear had asked her not to step into the garden after sunset. So she stood where she was, mesmerized by the melody. For months this continued. Ra would sing to the bear by day, and at night she would listen to the music being played in the garden. As happy as she was with the bear, Ra was missing her family terribly. She became sad. One morning,
"Your songs were beautiful, but they sounded so sad today. What is the matter? Is something bothering you?"
"I just miss my family so much. It's been months since I saw them."
"I can take you to them if you like."
"Will you?"
"Certainly. But you must promise me that you will not tell them what you saw here."
I promise.
So the bear took Ra back to her father's house, which was no longer a run-down hut, but rather a grand mansion, and there was no sign of poverty in that rich household. There was great rejoicing when the family saw Ra.
Mother! Father!
Ra, my child! I am seeing you after so long!
How have you been, my child? And how do you do, Mr. Bear?
I am fine, sir. I shall be back tomorrow to pick her up.
We missed you so much.
So how is it there, Ra?
Let her eat in peace. Ra, come into the kitchen with me, please. Help me get the dessert.
Didn't you want to let her eat in peace?
Finish your food. Come with me, Ra. Ra, so tell me, is everything all right with you? Is there anything unusual that is happening there?
Mother, everything is fine.
I am sure. You do look well. But is there anything unusual about the bear's mansion? Ra wanted to tell her mother everything about the mysterious music that somebody played every night, so desperately that, in the spur of the moment, she forgot that the bear had forbidden her to speak about it and blurted it all out to her mother.
Well, now when you go back to the bear's palace, when you hear the music at night, hide behind the fountain and stay there till daybreak. When he comes to wash his face in the fountain, you shall see his reflection in the water and know who it is.
But mother, the bear has forbidden me to step into the garden.
Well, you are employed by him to sing and not to follow orders. Now do as I say.
So the next night, when Ra had reached the bear's palace again, though she was tired, she stayed awake waiting for the music to begin. Then she tiptoed into the garden behind the fountain. At daybreak, she looked into the water as the figure came to wash his face, and there in the water, she saw the most beautiful, the most handsome face she had ever seen in her life.
Goodness, you're so beautiful!
Huh? You! You defied what I asked of you!
I'm sorry, but I was just so curious!
If you had just waited one more month, you might have freed me. But now the curse can never be broken.
Look, I'm sorry. There must be something I can do.
I became this way because of a curse from the witch Alora. She wants me to marry her daughter, for she thinks her daughter must marry the most handsome man in the world. When I refused, she put this curse on me and gave me 1 year to find my love. I had found you, Ra, but you ruined everything. And now I must go to her palace.
I liked you, even when you were a bear. Is there no way I can rid you of the curse?
There is a way, but it is impossible.
Tell me, and I shall do it.
Alora lives in a castle on the east of the sun and the west of the moon. You must reach there in 7 days and 7 nights. That is the only way.
Wait! Where is this place?
Ra was not the one to give up, so she walked for 5 days and 5 nights into the deepest forests, asking every creature and bird she encountered if they knew where the witch Elora's castle on the east of the sun and the west of the moon was. But no one seemed to know. On the 6th day, she saw an old hag.
Looking for the witch Elora's castle, Ra?
Yes. Do you know where it is? They say it is on the east of the sun and the west of the moon.
I don't know where it is, but someone might. I think you should go to the home of the North Wind. If anyone would know, he would. If anyone could get you there, he could.
Thank you. How do I get to the home of the North Wind?
My horse will get you there. When you do, just whisper in his ear to go back home, and he will come back to me. Take this with you. You might find some use for it.
Thank you so much.
The old woman whistled, and a horse appeared. Ra rode it far, far away until she came to the home of the North Wind. Of the 7 days and 7 nights that she had to reach Alora's castle on the east of the sun and the west of the moon, this was the 6th night. She told everything to the North Wind.
The castle on the east of the sun and the west of the moon. I have been there but once, and it was so far away.
Please, Mr. North Wind, I need to get there by tomorrow night.
It takes me all of my energy and more to get there. I shall have to spend the whole of tonight preparing for the journey. We shall leave at the first break of dawn. Till then, rest here.
So Ra rested in the home of the North Wind, and the next morning at the first break of dawn, both of them set off towards the castle on the east of the sun and the west of the moon. They flew the whole day and most of the night, until finally they reached Alora's castle.
Well, this is it. I can fly not a flap further. You must go on alone from here.
Thank you, Mr. North Wind. Thank you so much.
Now go on. You have barely a few hours left before the 8th day's dawn.
Ra ran to the palace. Alora saw her come and had the prince locked in 7 prisons to keep Ra away from him.
I see you got here. But you have only reached the castle on the east of the sun and the west of the moon, and not the prince.
Where is he?
In 7 prisons. If you can get to him before dawn, we shall see about the curse.
Take me to where the prisons are, and let no one be there.
Very well.
So Alora's guards took her to the 7 prisons and left her there. There in the 7th prison was the prince. When she was all alone, Ra removed the key the old woman had given her and opened each of the 7 doors and reached the prince.
You are here.
Yes, I reached you. Now your curse will be broken.
No, not yet. Alora must have another trick up her sleeve.
My, my. You managed to get to him, did you? Well, well, nice effort.
So now he will be free of the curse, right?
You are in my castle, in my prison, and you expect me to set you free. He must marry my daughter.
But the condition of the curse...
As per the curse, if my love gets to me before the end of 7 days and 7 nights, I get to choose who I marry.
Well, the curse says that if your love gets to you before the end of the 7 days and 7 nights, you can put up a condition which your bride-to-be must fulfill to be wedded to you. And there is no condition my daughter cannot fulfill.
I don't love your daughter. She will never be happy with me, Alora.
Love and all that nonsense. Tell me your condition.
Well, then let love be the condition. When 2 people love each other, their hearts move in tandem as one. And what better way to assess that than with music?
My daughter does sing beautifully. Condition approved.
So it was arranged for the prince to have his violin. Alora's daughter tried to sing along with the violin, but she couldn't.
La, you and I forever! Stop! Stop that wretched sound!
So now it was Ra's turn.
La, 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 la. We are
meant to be together.
The prince played and Ra sang, and together they created a melody so mesmerizing that even Alora was entranced in ecstasy.
I don't understand. My daughter too sings beautifully, but then why couldn't she sing with the prince?
Because we do not love each other, Mother, and hence our hearts do not move in tandem, while Ra's and the Prince's do. Let them be married, Mother. Free him of the curse.
So Ellora freed the Prince of her curse, and she and her daughter vanished forever to goodness knows where. Ra and the Prince left the palace and lived their lives happily together ever after.